I can remember when the dust storms came.
So we're talking about Dust Bowl days now, aren't we?
Dust Bowl days. They'd roll in these great clouds of dust. I remember one day my dad and I were out in the backyard. He went and got a wet towel, and he just swung it around the air. It was just filthy. So we went back in the house at that point.
And you clearly remember all that.
Oh, I remember that very well.
And lots of people, of course, were without work.
People would come to the door and need things. They would never be turned away by my mother or my grandmother. People were just in need. They'd be in an old World War I truck, and their family would be in there. I don't get sent home or anything. My mother, they'd always figure out something for them to do. They wouldn't just say, here's some food, you know, go back there and eat it. They'd give the family some food, have them come back. They'd have the father do a little work around the place, and they'd give him some money, a dollar or 50 cents or something.
Because at the time then, your father's income was from this music store?
No. By this time, he was over in the county treasurer's office.
Okay.
He was assistant county treasurer.
So he...
Let's see. I think the music store went under in about 1934. So then he went to work for a man by the name of Valberg that was the county treasurer.
So he had a good steady income then, government job, the county treasurer's office.
Yeah. Listen, during the Depression, we were never pressed for anything. I think his health completely failed maybe about 1942. But all during the 30s, I can remember as a child going to school, a lot of my classmates' fathers did not have work. Certainly the school that I went to wasn't on poverty row. But still, nobody had a great deal. It was just very limited. And I remember we were very comfortable.